Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We're getting back into talking about being Christian and dating and everything in between.
Heck
but
yeah.
It was something on my heart. I know Erin brought it up, but I was so excited when she mentioned we should talk about online dating and all of that. Because I've been wanting to talk about this for so long, but I haven't had people to talk about it with.
Okay.
So here's the thing. We are, traditionally, we know that a guy needs to, you know, court a woman and, you know, all of that lovely stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the way things are were done didn't have into consideration technology and all of that. So my now question is, as Christians, are we saying no to the online dating, or are we saying sure?
I think to be saying, like, as Christians, like as like a whole body of believers, to shut something down like that is nogals intense, right? because you know, I kind of think about like just when the TV or like just when the radio came out, people would literally be like, ain't no way, this cinema is from the devil,
an abomination.
And now I'm like, guys, the Lord is a redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
If you let him redeem your circumstance. So yeah, I feel like, though I personally don't know whether it's a yes or no, I just know, have discernment either way,
because
whether you go to the church to find a man,
girl,
whether you go to...
The fact that you said that.
Or whether you go to, I don't know, any dating apps.
I don't know. But again, I need to clarify. When I'm talking about dating apps, I'm more referring to Christian dating apps. Because I know there is a rise in people creating Christian dating apps.
Yeah.
And I remember in 20... Which year was it? I think it might have been 2021. I saw this other TikTok ad, and it was a Christian dating app, right? And I was like, oh, interesting. I don't really like, because I'm one person, when men talk to me outside, I'm just like, why are you talking to me? So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm supposed to go on a dating app, right? So I was like, okay, let me download it and see
Wait,
what
you
happens.
Actually got it?
Well, no, I couldn't, because it was literally... just for America, like in their region. So it was just limiting. And I didn't know any South African Christian dating apps. So I was like, okay, cool. That means this is not for me.
Yeah.
But the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I once considered it. I'm like, oh, you know what? Because, yeah, like you said, we always say, go to the church and find you a man.
Yeah.
And again, we're not saying girls go to church to look for a man. That's not what we're saying. But we
go to the church to find the Lord and to rest in him and to learn from him and to be with him.
Period. But we're saying, a lot of people say, if you want to find a Christian man, you'll find a Christian man in the church. That's what is said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, I remember I had this conversation with my parents. I'm like, you know what? In 2020, I don't know what year it was, but it's one of the 20s. I was like, in 2020, whatever, it is really hard. Because why? We have some fraudsters in the building. So it a lot of the times it doesn't really make a difference if you find a partner outside of the church or inside of the church, because a lot of them are the same.
Yeah.
So again, it boils back down to what you were saying, the discernment.
Yeah.
We need to be able to discern the type of men in the church.
Yeah.
Right?
But also knowing that church is a group of imperfect people seeking a perfect God who has a perfect love. But the moment, I think sometimes for me at least, I would be like, I want a man of God. I want a man of God. And then the moment I would meet a guy who is strong in his faith and he has some sort of flaw, I'm like, nah,
you don't want him.
I don't want him no more. And it's like, Erin, why are you being so judgmental?
Mm-hmm.
So, just like judging him and his flaws, but you know you also have your own flaws. But guys, there's a difference between finding a man, like a man of God, one who will respect you, love you, and honor you as someone who first and foremost gets that from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and gives that to the Lord, that he can give that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And some boy who just raised his hand because a song said, I raise a hallelujah. That.
What?
Just because the worship song said, yeah, amen. He's like, amen. I'm like, amen, brother.
Amen.
But, you know, yeah, it's, I feel like it becomes, we are so, this might be somewhat controversial, but we are so love deprived because we're looking at the world and how they do it,
yeah,
and we think that's how we ought to do it,
yeah, yeah,
instead of trusting God with how he is doing,
yeah,
it,
yeah. I think also another thing that also was brought into my mind, I remember something that my dad likes to say, and he's like, he makes it a joke at church when he speaks to young people. And at the church that I grew up in, a lot of the young people do not go to the church camps that are with other churches. Does that make sense?
And you wonder why you're single. I'm kidding.
But I'm getting to that point, actually. But he was like, how are y'all supposed to get married? Or how are y'all supposed to find husbands and wives if y'all don't go to these church camps? And I'm like, interesting. It is very interesting that you're saying that, because I think there is the truth in that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we are just in our church, right, you mm-hmm. know the men in your church. Sometimes you know their true colors, and sometimes you're like, there is no man here for me. And that's why sometimes in the church, people, if there's a new person that comes to church, everybody gets excited. Yeah. If there's a young person that comes, all the men are like, if it's a woman, all the men are like, oh, who is she?
Mm-hmm.
Woman of God, is that my wife? And if it's a man, it's like, oh, who is he? Is that my husband? You know, but I think if we go to these things, young adult stuff, youth stuff, yeah, whatever, we get to interact with other believers, and it opens up. And guys, again, we're talking about this and not saying that you should be going to these things to look for these people. This is not what we're saying.
Mm.
But what we're saying is going to these things may create an opportunity for something, an opportunity for something to be brought to us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you stay in your house, how are you going to find your husband? Like, we always see these jokes on TikTok, like, Lord, just bring my husband to the door.
But if you actually think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is your husband going to see you? How is your wife going to see you? Right? Mm-hmm. You need to be in places where you know, just like how worldly people date. They're like, if I want to find a rich man, I'm going to the country club.
Yeah. But so, I think there's a thing about, it really hit me so hard.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning of last year, because in the beginning of last year, I was going through the most in regards to heart situations.
Mm-hmm.
But something hit me was that the Lord would sometimes hide you and place a covering over you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because like the people around you aren't meant to see you in that light just
sure,
yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when the Lord hides you from people, from work, from whatever it may be, to trust that he's putting you in a covering, and he's molding you in that hiding place. And what a privilege it is to hide in the Lord. Can I just be for real? Because he doesn't take it lightly. It's a thing where, like, you are being pruned, where you're being anointed.
Absolutely.
So that when you do step out into that relationship, that you will know how to be a good partner.
Yeah.
And not just like a, I'm always really, I just really want to take some, like, cute Instagram photos. Mm-hmm.
But I just want to go out and do cute, couple-y stuff.
Yeah.
It's not about that. And I think it's very important that we take that time. Because sometimes, like, you brought up how God will cover you.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it funny, in that covering, you're like, am I ugly? Because nobody's talking
real,
to me.
Real,
so
real,
it's very important that even in that time, we take time to just connect with God. Let him tell us. Because sometimes the world says to us that we need to, the world says to us, we need to date to know what we want and what we don't want.
Mm.
And we need to date to know our flaws and our strengths, our weaknesses and our strengths. And I truly, honestly, I don't believe that we do. Mm. I do believe that God can deal with you with certain things without you having to step into certain situations. I think the stepping into certain situations can even make cause more trauma or thing. It can cause a lot of things that God needs to still work on you on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if God had to work on you on your pride and your selfishness, now you went into a relationship and, you know, learned something that you were not supposed to learn, I guess. And now he has to undo that, an extra thing that he has to do. So I think it's important that we realize that we shouldn't be living on the standards of the earth, and people will come and look at us funny and think of us funny. And it is what it is. I watched a podcast as I'm wrapping up. I watched a podcast episode of, I don't know if you know the girl Rory Sang. She did a podcast with this other American white guy this week. They uploaded it. And she was talking about how she's like 30-something and I forgot her age, but she's a virgin and all of that stuff. And the things that she faces as a 34-year-old woman or 30, whatever, is different to how people received it at 20 when she was 21. At 21, it was like, yay. At 34, it's like, are you okay? Is something wrong with you? Are you, you know? So, she talks about the challenges, and I advise everyone to go and listen to the podcast. It's really a good one. I forgot what it's called. I'll come back after the song to let you guys know what's the name of the podcast. But we're going to face these things, like, because we are not supposed to be doing things the way the world does it.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.